Thank you, Brother Watts. Praise the Lord, everybody. What a tremendous service already. I sat and watched the puppets and thrilled to their message and song. And I sat and listened to this great choir. It lifted me up. Praise God. What singing. Where could you go anywhere and hear the singing like we've heard tonight? What a choir. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sunday school convention. We've been here many times for Sunday school conventions, or in California. Not here particularly, but we started way back in the early 70s. And it's been some time, but we're happy to be back. Appreciate the invitation of the Sunday School Board, Brother Watts, and all these sectional brethren, and all of you that are here tonight in this great, great service. Praise God. 1 degree below zero, and the wind chill factor was 26, 31. That means you felt like it was 31 degrees below. Praise God. What a difference. And our God is a God of variety. Praise God. He gives us the snow and the cold weather and gives you rain. Makes us appreciate all that He does. Praise the Lord. Let's praise Him together again. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Praise God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, and you may be seated. Praise the Lord, amen. Praise God, I like that after clap over there. Do that again, way back there in the back. Yeah. Praise God. Well, this is a different type of a service. It isn't camp meeting, it's Sunday school convention, as has already been explained by our dear Brother Davis. We have come to learn, we have come to be blessed, and we've come to go with a new vision. I trust that's what will happen to every one of us. We won't come and go the same way, but we will come and go differently. And so it is a real privilege for my wife and I to be here in the Western District and in this great church. God bless Brother and Sister Haley and the work that's here in Stockton and every minister. And I could reminisce some about Stockton. I tell you, it goes way back in our lives. We held revival here. We hadn't been married too long. That's a good many years ago. But amen. Praise God. Acts, the third chapter, and we get right into a message tonight. And no better place to go than the book of Acts. Hallelujah. Reading from the first verse, if you're accustomed to standing, God bless you. The first verse of chapter 3 in the book of Acts says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms." Second verse says, "And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried." Everybody say, "was carried." You like to carry things? I'm going to talk to you for a little while tonight, a message that God gave me a long time ago, and I feel it especially for this service tonight. We carry those whom we cannot heal. We carry those whom we cannot heal. Let's pray. In the name of Jesus,
We thank you and ask you to direct us in the remaining part of this great service tonight. O Lord, thou knowest the hearts and the lives of everyone that is here. We'll carefully praise you and give you glory for all that is done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Back in the 80s, we preached a camp meeting in the Great Britain Islands. And when we left there, I lost my Bible. It was a loose-leaf Bible. It had a record of where I had preached and what I had preached. So when I lost my Bible, I lost where I had preached and what I had preached. I'm only saying that to tell you this. I had not planned to preach this. But it just might be that back in the records, wherever they are, that some of you might have been, and I don't mind that, because it wasn't until I was sitting here on this front seat that God spoke to me to preach, "We carry those whom we cannot heal." A certain man, we don't even know his name. Well, that doesn't make any difference. We do know his need. He was a cripple. All his life he had been a cripple. And they laid him daily, I want you to notice the word daily, at the gate of the temple. We don't even know the names or the individuals that carried him. That's not important. It could have been a brother or maybe his father. It could have been a friend. But whoever it was, they carried him every day. And they got him just as close to the temple as they could get him. The gate of the temple, which called Beautiful. No blemish was permitted to go into that gate or beyond that gate. And if these who were carrying him could have done anything else for him, they would have. Because they were so concerned about carrying him, that if they could have healed him, they would have. But they carried him. And so it is with Sunday school workers, pastors, teachers. If you could do anything else, if you could save them, you can't, but you can carry them daily, daily. They carried him because they couldn't do anything else. There was a professor of a certain university who had an invalid wife, and he was called on often to speak at great gatherings, and he always would take his wife with him. That meant a wheelchair, that meant putting her in the wheelchair from out of the car, rolling her into the auditorium. He was a great speaker. But his wife, being in the condition that she was in, would get rather nervous at the thought of going into another place where there was a crowd. And so someone overheard him as he picked her up out of the wheelchair. He was whispering into her ear, "I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you." And that calmed the nerve condition. A young boy lay dying, and in a few days, he passed away. His mother, when she walked into that funeral home to see his body for the last time, she bowed over and began to sob as she looked at him. And then they heard her say, "Honey, the day that you told me that you loved me, you paid me for everything I had ever done for you." On and on the stories could go. An invalid child died, and the neighbors and friends thought the mother would be released. She was a prisoner in her own home with this invalid child. But she was overheard to say, as she looked at her deceased child, as she wept, "I won't ever be able to do anything else for you ever again."
That's dedication, isn't it? Praise God. Everybody say praise the Lord. Hey, Spirit of the Lord is here. Amen. The church today is carrying the dead weight of thousands, yea, hundreds of thousands. I like the fact that they inserted the word daily, daily, every day, every day, every day, every day. I'm so glad they carried him every day. What if they had missed a day? What if they decided to leave him home one day? And what if that was the day that Peter and John came by? What if they'd left him home that day? But he was there because they brought him every day, every day, every day. Amen. And he fastened his eyes on Peter and John. He expected to receive something from them, but more than what he expected was given to him. Peter said, I don't have any silver and I don't have any gold, but what I do have, I am going to give it to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Immediately, his feet and his ankle bones received strength, and he began to walk and leap. Praise God. Those of you who don't like running in the church, how do you walk and leap at the same time? That's kind of jogging, isn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You didn't think there's any scripture for running. Maybe you don't run. Places I've been, they sometimes run. Amen, amen. But that's a good scripture. If anybody asks you, well, where did you get scripture for running? Well, say, the man ran, or he walked and he leaped. Now, I'm not going to demonstrate because I really don't know how. But anyway, it's a little fast jog when you walk and leap at the same time. Praise God. When this old body gets so full of the power of God and you don't know what to do, amen. Praise God. It's a dancing, it's a weeping, it's a running, whatever. Praise God. Praise God. And he went walking and leaping. Praise God. Right into the temple where he had never been before. First time, because you see, he had a blemish and he couldn't go into the temple. Poverty stricken is the church that has nothing to give. My, my, my. A lady in one of our churches, every time they had church, she would raise her hand and say, pray for my husband, he's unsaved. For 17 years, in every service, she never missed a time. When they'd have prayer requests, pray for my husband, he's unsaved, he's unsaved. It was so much a part of that service until when the little children at home would be playing church, and one of them would be the minister, and one of them would be the song leader, and one of them would be the pianist, you know. One of them would be that lady, because it was indelibly imprinted upon their childish minds. Pray for my husband. He's unsaved. Amen. A little child would be that part, because they thought it was an integral part, and it was. 17 years went by, and on a Sunday night, just about the time she was ready to raise her hand and say, pray for my husband, he's unsaved. He burst through the door. Praise God. And that was all that was going on in that service that night, because he prayed through. 17 years, she never missed a time. Praise God. We carry those daily. Daily, daily, daily. Some time ago in an adult take-home paper called The Focus, the story was written about Wes and Martha and their son Ed. Wes was a wheat farmer, and he was out in the field planting winter wheat. It was a cold and dreary day, and alone he began to pray, God, I am so ashamed about the way Ed is treating you. That's their son. I never dreamed that the boy that knelt at my knee as a little boy would now refuse to go to church. We have fasted, prayed, talked to him, and God, he says that he loves and respects his mother and I, but he just doesn't agree. He doesn't believe like he used to. In a moment of silence, the story goes, God began to speak. Wes, let me tell you about Ed. You have planted, you have cultivated, you have watered the seed with your tears, you have kept the weeds out by your diligent care. Wes, you have done what you could. Now you leave the harvest to me. The important thing is we've got to do everything we can. We can't heal them. We can't save them. but we can carry them. Praise God. I wonder how many of you with lost children and lost loved ones brought them with you tonight. You thought it wouldn't be necessary because this is a Sunday school convention. Hey, if one of my children is lost, I'm going to take them every time I go to church. Oh, I don't mean that I'll be able to physically take them, but I'm going to take them. Amen. Whether it's a Sunday school convention or what. Amen. Praise God. The soaking in of this choir, the soaking in of these puppets, amen, can somehow or another benefit you as you pray for your loved ones. Amen, amen, amen. And I know that some of you have carried your son or your daughters for a long time. Amen. But don't stop carrying them. Teacher, don't stop carrying those students in your class. Every day, every day. Well, somebody said, well, what's the use? We're not going to win them all anyway. My God. Colossians 1:27 and 28 said, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Paul was the most uncompromising idealist that ever entered the ministry. Three times in one verse he said, every man. Every man. Every man. Oh, what a sight that must have been to see that the tears of his compassion and hear the sob in his voice. Every man. Every man. Every man. Someone content with a good percentage. But Paul wasn't. It must be 100%. 100%. Some farmers are content if 99 plants out of 100 will grow. And some shepherds would be satisfied if 99 sheep made it into the fold. But I'm talking about a Savior. Amen. And you know it well. Amen. He stood there counting them o'er. And he said, hey, there's only 99 here. I'm going back out and look for that one. Hey, 99 is a big percentage. My, my, my. But the story goes that he went out and he sought all through the night. Amen. And finally he found that one and he brought him into the fold. Praise God. Praise God. And the songwriter said, the shepherd went out in search for his sheep. And all through the night, on a lonely rocky steep, he sought till he found him. With love bands he bound him. And I was that one lost sheep. My God. My God. 99% may be all right if you're in the 99%, but what if you're that one? Amen. And we're here tonight. Most of us, I'm sure probably all of us, have an experience with the Lord, and that's all right, but there's one out there yet. Amen. And Sunday school is the way of getting to them. Praise God. You don't walk into that classroom or you don't go visiting and knocking on doors without having a burden in your heart for those that you're going to see and meet and teach and pray for. You got to carry them every day, every day. Do you pray for them every day? 17 years the woman prayed for her husband. You may pray for an entire period of long time, but God can do the work. Praise God. Praise God. Can we say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Amen. 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 The church is carrying the dead weight of the weak. Now, I know that I touch a delicate issue here. There's a vast difference between a weak sheep and a reprobate. We sometimes sever those. God severs them. They're reprobate. Gives them a strong delusion. They believe a lie. They're damned. God has already sent them some strong delusions. But I'm not talking about these. Look with me to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. The 12th and 13th verses. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet. Let that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Praise God. Let it rather be healed. I know that sometimes we're ready to kick them out, turn them out. We had better do some carrying. Praise God. Hallelujah. The first church that I ever pastored, I was barely 22 years of age. And it was a little 30 by 50 white frame building. It was so small until they built the baptistry, the pastor before me, on the outside of the two windows in the back of the choir. And to get into the baptistry, you had to crawl through the windows. Praise God. I know you think I look too dignified to crawl through the windows. I crawled through many times. And not only that, but it was built on some stumps, some old big stumps, and they began to rot out, but they rotted out wrong. The drain side didn't rot out. It was the lower side. And so by the time we'd have a baptizing, we'd have to, you know, the leaves and the debris and the dust and the dirt and the rain and all would get that so dirty, we'd have to clean it out every time. And that meant drain as much as you could and then get in that muck and mire and sweep it up to the drain and wrench it out. And I had a good man that came when I'd do that, and he would help me. He lived in the back street of the church. And he'd come over, and while it would be draining, we would sit there and talk. And we had such a great time. Really, we did. But a few things happened, and a year or so went by, and this man got hurt about something. I really don't know what he got hurt about. But in his hurt, he got real bitter, and he almost quit coming to church. And I just savored the days that we sat together and talked, and I missed him, and I tried to get him to come to church, and he'd come a few times, and one Sunday night we was having a great move of the Spirit, a tremendous move. It was sweeping that place, and he stood looking on staunchly, no smile on his face. And I went back to him, and I said, "Come on, Brother Stevens." I put my arm around him. I said, "Come on and get in on this." He gave me a shove. He said, "I'm not going to let any jackleg preacher tell me what to do." Man. Yeah, it happens, Pastor. Maybe not the same way. There's a fine young man that had just come into the church. He was standing there, and he looked at him. He said, "You calling our preacher a jackleg preacher?" And he gave him a shove. Well, he never did come back anymore. And the years went by. I had left that church and went to another church and thought about the man for a long time. And one day, this was several years later, there came a letter in the mail, and it was from him. He said, "I'm writing to make our past differences right." He said, "I've been diagnosed with a terminal illness. I'm not going to live. Brother Beckton, will you forgive me?" I was so glad that I could write him right back immediately and say, "I never held anything. I forgave you long time ago." And within days, he died. But we carry. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Do you see what I'm talking about? Do you get it? Does it flow in your soul tonight? Hey, you're not in this just to save yourself. Hey, carry somebody. Carry somebody tonight in your own heart. Let the word of the Lord soak into you until you will be so burdened. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The church is the most exciting institution in the world. If you call it an institution, it's really not that. But it's the most exciting in the world. In the book of Acts, there is a healing or a miracle on every street corner. Peter took the cripple by the hand and lifted him up, walking and leaping. Not just that, but he was praising God. And all the people ran together unto them, greatly wondering. Praise God. And when Peter saw it, he began to preach. Man. Hallelujah. "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? His name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know." And as he preached, the priest, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them and put them in the prison.
The next day they were brought before the Sanhedrin, and they were asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Peter said, "If we this day be examined of the good deed done to this man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth doth this man stand before you whole. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Now listen to this. "And beholding the man which was healed, standing with them, they could say nothing against it." He didn't even say a word. He just stood with them. But they knew he was a cripple, and they knew he was healed. And when they saw him, hey, I wish every time I preached I had a miracle standing by me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when we have the miracle of the anointing, we do have a miracle with us. Praise God. Amen. It takes the anointing to break the yoke. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. We got to carry him. "And beholding the man which was healed, standing with them, they could say nothing against it." Who could argue with a healed man? They knew he was a cripple and he was healed. Praise God. Amen. And one of these days, your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, it would be wonderful for them to be standing with you healed. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 You know, the story is told about the boy, the small boy that was carrying a boy on his shoulders. On his back. And somebody sympathized with him in the carrying of his brother. And the noted statement that he made is so interesting. "He's not heavy. He's my brother." Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The legal society of the day cares more about the handicapped than you and I do, the spiritual handicapped. There must be special parking. There must be special ramps. There must be special restrooms. There must be all kinds of buses with special means on those buses for the cripple to get on. They are concerned about those who are blind and lamed and halt and crippled in the natural. It's time that you and I get some reserved parking spaces for some of our loved ones that we may not have here with us tonight, but we can get them here in the Spirit as we pray for them. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. I do remember that I preached this message in the Florida camp meeting one year. And after I had preached it, a mother and dad came up and they were both sobbing, sobbing, sobbing. And they when they could get a hold of themselves, they said, "Brother Betson, we hadn't intended on being here for this service." Said, "Just this morning, my husband went to get our son out of jail for about the fourth time. And he has disgraced our family. He has caused us a lot of expense. And he drinks and he gets a lot of tickets. And we paid out so much on him until my husband came in this morning after he got him out of the jail for the fourth time." He said, "That's it, honey. Not going to do it anymore. As far as I'm concerned, he's no longer my boy. Just going to let him go. He's disgraced us long enough." But then they began to weep again when we came today and you preached as you preached. "We're going to carry him a little longer. And you'll never know the thrill that was mine when just a few months later the phone rang at my home in St. Louis. And I answered the phone and it was this dear brother Thorne, Jim Thorne. And he called me to tell me that his son had received the Holy Ghost. And he said, you wouldn't believe the change in him. All because they carried him, they carried him, they carried him, they carried him. Oh, you might reach the end of your road, so to speak." Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. But they're really not heavy when you're really in love with them. Praise God. And you got to love them. You got to love them. You got to love them. You got to love them.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, yeah, I believe in the move of the Spirit. I really do. I believe in the power of God to do what we cannot do. I was preaching in the Louisiana camp some years ago. And in the middle of, it was rather a day teaching. And in the middle, about the middle of my teaching, or sometime near the end, there was a message of tongues and interpretation. And the interpretation was that there is someone that isn't here, that is in dire danger right at this moment. And if you will pray, if you will seek my face, I will avert that danger. I will cause that danger to go away. There was a precious mother there from over in Mississippi. And a lot of the times you don't know the end results of a supernatural move of God. We went from the Louisiana camp to the Mississippi camp. And the pastor of this mother came to me the first night of that camp meeting and said, Brother Becton, one of my ladies was over there in the camp, and she told me about the supernatural move of God, how that God spoke and said there was someone that wasn't there, that was in dire danger, if you will pray now. And I forgot to tell you that they all fell on their faces, that whole camp, and they began to pray and seek God. And that mother said her son, who she had prayed for a long while, and really sought God for, just at that moment, his estranged wife, when she found out the hour and the day, just at that time, his estranged wife walked into his office with a gun in her hand to take his life. And when she pulled the trigger, there was nothing but a click. God had averted the danger because a mother had carried. Oh, my God, when I get to thinking about all of this, it just overwhelms me. When I realize and know, hey, folks, we got to carry. Amen. You can't heal them, but you can carry them. You cannot perform the miraculous with a touch of your hand. Now, I know there's some folks that think they can, but they can't. It's through faith in His name. He can do it. Amen. I can't do it. You can't do it. But you got to do something about it. You got to carry them. Every day. Amen. Lay them at the gate. Because one of these days, Peter and John's going to come by. Praise God. You know, God is a great choreographer. He can get things together like nobody else can. That's what the word choreographer means. I use it mostly in the world in terms of it. But, you know, pulling things together. Amen. Praise God. Young man just found the Lord, a young Christian, so vibrant, wanting to win the world. Was out one day hitchhiking. He didn't have any money for a bus. And he was hitchhiking. And so, as he was hitchhiking, finally a nice big Cadillac pulled up, brand new. And it was a businessman, and he invited him in, gave him a ride. And the minute he got in, the young man thought, I've got to tell him about the Lord. And then he thought, oh, no, he's a businessman. He's really dressed up, and he's in this nice car. And if I start talking about the Lord, he's going to pull over and let me out. And he kept on thinking, I've got to talk to him about the Lord. I've got to tell him about the Lord. And after a while, he blurted it out. I want to tell you what the Lord has done for me. And he began to tell him, and sure enough, the man pulled over. But instead of letting him out, the man bowed his head over on his steering wheel and began to sob. He said, I don't know that Lord. I need to know him. And the young man prayed him through. The businessman, after he got him to where he was going, gave him his business card, said, I live in Chicago. If you're ever there, please give me a call. I'd like to meet you and have lunch with you if you're ever in Chicago. Well, the young man didn't ever think he would be in Chicago. But he kept the business card. And one day, about 2 years later, he was in Chicago.
And he called this man's number. And a lady answered, and he said, "I'd like to speak to Mr. So-and-so." And she paused for a long while, and she said, "Who is this?" And he told her his name. He said, "I'd like to speak to Mr. So-and-so." "Well, he's not here. He is no longer living." And the boy began to tell her about how he met him and how he witnessed to him and how he pulled the car over, began to sob and pray. And the man prayed through. And the lady, his wife, said, "He never came home from that trip. He died while he was en route home." Hey, we better be careful. There's a lot of things happening out there, and I'm not on the pessimistic side, except the world and the devil out there is doing everything they can. Amen. And somebody might be near danger right now. And there might be somebody that's just surrounded by the demon powers of darkness. Your loved one. Yeah, could be. Cripple, cripple, cripple. Could you bring them tonight? Could you bring them tonight? Amen. Could you bring them down to this altar tonight? Oh, you can't literally carry them. But if there's a mother here and a dad here, a brother and a sister, and you have a lost loved one, if you would just get up from where you're seated and bring them down to this altar in their stead. Hey, I hadn't intended to do it this fast, but I feel strangely led that somebody would like to bring a loved one. Maybe you've neglected carrying them for a while, but you'd like to bring a loved one down to this altar. A son, a daughter, a backslider. Amen. Yeah, get right up from where you're seated. Praise God. I know I haven't preached long. But you're coming in somebody's stead. In your act of coming, you're doing as those friends of this lame man. You're carrying in your heart, in your very being, you're carrying that backslider. You're carrying that lost loved one. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. And here they come. Everybody is coming because there are somebody in every household that is without God. There's somebody that's backslidden. Amen. And that needs to come back to God. How wonderful it would be if the next service, they could be standing by you. Amen. They wouldn't even have to testify. But the fact that they were whole. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. In the name of the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah! 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 Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! In the name of Jesus! 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 I challenge you, teacher. I challenge you, pastor. I challenge you, worker in the church, whatever you do. Amen. There's people you know that you need to carry. There's some weak souls that don't come to church regularly that need to get all out involved for the Lord. And you could be the one. You could be the one to be the part of carrying them, of carrying them. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Center your mind upon somebody. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Elevatoria manda sakaya lavasotorobia. Yeah, when Zion travails, when you travail, sons and daughters are born. Praise God, praise God, praise God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Just lift your voice in travail. Lift your voice in intercessory prayer. Praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Alabashanda Ramarianda Kaya Lobo Sotorobo Rianda Kaya. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's an intenseness here tonight. Amen, amen. This is a great start for a Sunday school convention. Because every worker in the Sunday school has got to be burdened for everybody that they contact. Praise God, praise God, praise God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Ariyama tokoyolobo sacharabariyana sayas. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, there's power to set you free. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Morava tequila vos totoro boriana la bassa kaya. Usaha tequila vos totoro boriana tequila vos totoro boriana la manda kaya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, how the Lord delights in hearing you cry and sob and pray and intercede. Amen. That gets his attention more than anything. When you're interceding, when you're travailing, you're doing it for another. Praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I believe the Lord is hearing you pray. I know He is. Praise God. He is hearing you. He is hearing you. Praise God. Praise God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. What a beautiful picture tonight. Amen, amen. Young and old, middle age, everybody seeking the Lord, seeking the Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Sorobo tokoria tasata bahaya. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Gloriata cavazzotto lo sandra manda via testa e la basta. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. That's it. Just weep before the Lord. Some of you are really carrying. Some are just kind of half-heartedly carrying. I'm telling you, you've got to do it with everything that's within you. My, 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 my. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Maraki sotoroko jokoboshatarabasaya. Jesus, 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 Jesus. For I, the Lord, would have you to know that I have heard your cries. I have observed your tears. I have seen you in the position of prayer mightily before me. Not many days hence, you're going to see the answer to your prayer. If you will believe, if you will continue to believe, my spirit is even now wrapping itself around that one that you have prayed for. And I will bring that one to his knees. They will seek me and find me. Because you this night have given yourself over to the moving of my presence. And you have obeyed. You have obeyed even as you were invited. You came because you have a burden. And remember this, I the Lord God will work and no man can hinder. For thou art mine and I have heard your prayers and I have seen your tears. And I the Lord will do a mighty work. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! 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 Praise God! Oh! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! Oh God, we thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Mighty, mighty, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Sometimes the first night of any convention is a get acquainted night and people are driven and they're tired and a lot of the times we don't see what we're seeing here in this first night. I think this is tremendous that you have followed the leadership of the Spirit. When I woke this morning early and had this trip in front of me, I didn't feel that I could make it. Really, my flesh was saying, call Brother Watts and tell him that you can't be there. And I was so sick all the way, all the way. And even just prior to coming to the service tonight. And I hadn't intended to even
say or preach as long as I preach. But I feel victory. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I trust you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being a good audience. Thank you for obeying the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Brother Becton. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a beautiful presence of God. He's here to just let us know He's with us. That we're not alone in this tonight. What we've asked of Him, He will do. I feel His touch right now, don't you?